Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Alexander. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Hewson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Zahn. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Curtis Goodwin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting seventh. The DH, Chip Hale. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestelo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestelo scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Maestelo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Maestelo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Zahn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zahn takes first base on ball 4. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Zahn moves to second. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Zahn scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to third. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Houston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. Puckett scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maesteller is 0 for 1 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Eriksson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Zahn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zahn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Becker throws the ball into Starhoviak, who tags Goodwin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive towards first. Palmiro catches it and throws to second to double up Hale. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmiro hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eriksson fires to first and picks off Knobloch. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Leo Gomez pinch hits for Jeff Hewson. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maestler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Manto pinch hits for Greg Zahn. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baz moves to second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manto takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Devarez pinch runs for Jeff Manto. Curtis Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodwin hits a pop-up towards first. Maestler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Gomez now playing third base. Cesar Devarez now catching. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maestler is 0 for 2 in the game. Maestler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Lee now pitching. Scott Laos pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Laos now playing third base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Mark Smith pinch hits for Harold Baines. Mark Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Clark now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Mears. The throw from Devarez and he is safe. Mears steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to third. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mears scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Devarez and he is safe. Becker steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Matt Walbeck now catching. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baz hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Devarez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.